Hello, spiritual CEOs. What is up and welcome to the Spiritual CEO Podcast with your host, Jackie. I am a mother, a mentor, an author, a speaker, and a seven-figure spiritual CEO here to help women thrive in all areas of their life. If you are here, it's because you are ready to master your mindset and manifest your dreams so that you can build your business, grow your brand, and truly maximize your income and impact as a spiritual entrepreneur. Let's get started. Hello, my little snacky malackies. How are we all doing today, gang? Thank you all so much for tuning in to another podcast episode of the Spiritual CEO, baby. Yo, what's up? Okay, so random fact. Maybe you guys know this about me. Maybe you don't. Depends how long you've been in my space. But your girl was Harry Potter obsessed. When I say obsessed, I mean I read the first book like over 30 times. No, I lie. I read the first book 12 times and I watched the movie 30 fucking times, like in the movie theater, not even like on demand on my couch, but like I paid to go and see the movie 30 fucking times. Okay. That's like basically once a day if you think about it. Why I'm so obsessed with Harry Potter, and please DM me if you can resonate with this, because I feel like I've spoken to a few women about this or a few people and they've been like, holy shit, me too. I was really bullied a lot as a child, and I really didn't have a lot of friends. I felt very fucking isolated, very alone, and it was quite a tough time of my life. And what genuinely saved me through that was Harry Potter. I felt like I was best friends with Ron, Hermione, and Harry. I am not kidding when I say I used to immerse myself in their world, and I would run home after school and bury my head in a Harry Potter book and feel okay again. And if you have been like that as well, please message me and tell me, because I feel like Harry Potter did that for a lot of us kind of quote unquote outliers, you know, a lot of us quote unquote wild ones who as children were maybe really misunderstood and just didn't know how to human. And anyway, here we are as like fully fledged fucking cool adults. So anyway, shout out Harry Potter. Shout out J.K. Rowling. Like, yes, I love you. Amazing. So today, gang, I normally have like a bunch of podcast episodes stacked up, lined up and ready to go. But I wanted to just record one fresh and deliver it to you based off of what has happened for me in the last week of my business. And when I say the last week of my business, I really mean the last like year. So many of you guys would have seen on my Instagram or in my emails that we had a record week last week. In one day, we did $38,000. And in one week, even less than a week, like probably over 3 or 4 days, we did over $50,000. And this is a massive record for me. This is a huge, I think previous to this, my highest day was like maybe 20K. And I think my highest week was maybe 30. I don't actually know. But this is a really big deal for me, because not only is it about like, yay, of course, the excitement of the like what this financial abundance is going to bring and all of the things, but and what it's going to, you know, allow me and my family to create in terms of investments and generational wealth and all of the things. But it's really for me more of a massive fucking confirmation that everything that I have been through and done over the last year and the last few months of my business has been worth it and has been the right thing to do. And this is what I want to speak about today. So you guys know me and you know that I'm a big stand for full transparency. And I think that Instagram can oftentimes perpetuate this idea of overnight success. And I talk about this all the time, where often you'll see somebody talking about a win and there's just this like really unconscious assumption that's made that it's like been really easy, or it's just happened for them overnight, or it's just, you know, they've just like decided and then here's the result. And this is really dangerous, because more than anything, this is one of the biggest reasons why people give up on their dreams, because they see other people having quote unquote quick success or quote unquote easy success. And then they wonder, what are they doing wrong? Or they wonder, what are they, you know, what are they missing that it's not happening for them? And I have so many clients that speak to me about this all the time, when they're like, oh, they see so-and-so did this, or, you know, they'll compare themselves to someone else online without actually understanding that what this person is posting about is literally like an end result of an entire process. And that is exactly what I'm here to talk to you about today. Because hear me, my loves, when I say that having a 50K week or a $38,000 day was not something I just woke up and decided I want to do and kind of pulled out of thin air. It was not a fluke. It was not an accident. It was a motherfucking strategic move. And this strategy unconsciously has been developing for a really long time. And I would say only really actioned over the last few months. But here's what's happened. Okay. I am not going to lie to you when I say I was unprepared. I was under-equipped for what motherhood was going to do to my identity, and what motherhood or becoming a mother was going to do for the way that I thought I was going to run my life. I completely underestimated who I was going to need to become in order to be the present mum that I actually want to be and what I was going to need to let go of. And a big part of this for me was the way that my business was working. Prior to having a baby, prior to like owning a home, prior to being in a loving and devoted relationship, I was a free, you know, I don't want to say irresponsible, but like, you know, it didn't, whatever. I just did whatever I wanted. And that included how I ran my business in the sense of like, I could work however long I wanted. I was like my business is my life and it really, really is. And though I do a lot of other like really fun and exciting things, I fucking love my business. And it's the area of my life that I just receive so much fulfillment from that when I started noticing this didn't feel that way anymore, I knew something was wrong. And what actually ended up happening, and this is all kind of, you know, played itself over the last year or so. I had a baby, you know, 13 months ago. I really, where do I even want to go with this? There's so many different things coming through. How this manifested, I guess, let's just stick with the business stuff, is I really started feeling burnt out. I started feeling disconnected from my business. I started feeling dry on my content. I started feeling like a lot of comparison and overwhelm and doubt creeping in. I just felt actually really overwhelmed by the noise. And I think that it's really important for me to say this because I know a lot of people can sometimes even look at me and think, oh, she's so confident, or, you know, Jackie must never go through these things. And to be fair, like 9 times out of 10, I am unfuckwithable in my mindset and I am unfuckwithable in my like devotion, dedication, and discipline to doing the fucking thing. But there are also times where I absolutely feel the same way that a lot of my clients do, where, you know, especially at times it can really feel like there's so much noise and there's so many other people out there doing the same things and trying to create all the things and da da da, that it can sometimes kind of zap you of the joy of the experience. And I really started feeling overwhelmed by the noise, I would say probably in like March or April. I started feeling confused about what my messaging was. I started to feel confused about who my ideal client was supposed to be. I started to feel confused about the direction of my business that I wanted to be going in. And this also, it's really important to remember that my entire business was under construction, right? Like, obviously, we've had the book just come out, you know, 2 or so months ago. So there's been a lot of work behind the scenes with a lot of different experts and professionals, you know, turning their cogs in my business of really getting my business to a point where it can be a global brand and a global entity so that when the success with this book comes, it's like it's already there and it's polished and it's ready. And so my business has been really going under, you know, a massive construction or renovation since basically like end of Feb this year, which is 2023. And anyway, so throughout this time, my business was already going, you know, under this huge construction and I was having so many questions come up and, you know, having so many different people with different opinions in terms of like, you know, people I'd hired and obviously hired for a really good reason to support me and doing whatever needed to be done in that specific domain, but all with different opinions on like where the direction of my business should be going and the way that I need to be showing up and the way that I need to be doing things in order to reach a certain goal. And fuck, man, like even now, like I'm still experiencing a little bit of like, whoa, I'm really coming back to my center of discernment between whose ideas I want to take on board and whose I don't. And I think this is also a really important thing to remember, that when you hire anybody, whether it is a full team, whether it's somebody just for a very specific contract, whether it's some, you know, whatever it is, I think it's really important to remember that everybody is an expert in their field. Fuck yes. But, and also you as the CEO get to remember that the end decision actually lies with you. And so I'm still just like really practicing coming back to my core and back to my center. And anyway, I guess that's a part of it, but where was I going with this? So yeah, I experienced burnout and this really led me to understanding, you know, because I was feeling fucking overwhelmed. I had multiple like little mini breakdowns of just like crying and just feeling like it was too much to try and grow this business to a massive place, try and get my book out to the world on a global scale, try and be a present mom, try and have fun activities outside of work. Like anybody who is a fucking mom, you get it. You get that feeling of there are so many hours in the day and like something feels like it has to give, something feels like it has to be neglected if you need to attend to the other things. And it just really got a lot, to be honest. And so anyway, this is where I really got to the decision that I need to go all in on my business, even more than I ever have before, and hire a full fucking team. And this is where things really started to shift for me, because I think we're now 3 or 4 months into this, where I got, again, I kind of shook off everybody else's ideas, got back to my center, got back to where I want to be, and then hired a team based off that vision. And so the team that I have on board now are fucking amazing. I love them so much. Shout out Megan, shout out Jody, shout out Abby, shout out everybody. And we together have now gotten so fucking clear on the direction of my business, on what needs to, like, what are all the missing pieces and the parts that I was missing before? What of my, let's say there's 100% of work to be done, what do I no longer need to be doing at this point in my business that I can give to someone else and that I can delegate to someone else, right? So that I can actually focus on like the 20% of things I actually need to be doing that make a massive fucking difference to my business. And this is something really important, I think, for every single entrepreneur to understand, is that you do not and should not actually be doing everything in your business. And even if you can only right now in your business journey afford to, you know, hire support or hire help for like a couple of hours per week, do that, even if it's just for a little bit, because even that time that you get back is going to support you to grow your business so much more. And so anyway, my team, you know, we've now gotten into this like really good flow where like I am really only focusing basically on creating content and coaching my clients and recording podcasts. Like that is all I am doing. My team is on emails. My team is on every single part of my business that I actually don't need to be on. And that's made such a big difference, which has then allowed me to really expand into what's next. Okay. So this is where we're going now. So just to be clear, I know this is like all over the place, but I'm just like freeballing and spitballing with you guys. Motherhood was a fucking initiation into a different way of life. I didn't want to be doing business the same anymore. So what this led me to do, all in this time of like hiring a team and discerning back to my truth and you know, expanding my vision even more, what this really helped me to see is that there were strategies that I was using and offers that I had that were actually energetically unaligned or kind of expired. And so what I did is I retired a lot of those, a lot of strategies, a lot of ways of showing up, a lot of doing things, a lot of offers, a lot of product services, et cetera, et cetera. I retired them. And this was really fucking scary because that meant risking an income dip, which I absolutely did experience, like quite a significant income dip. And why this is important to speak about is because I think, yeah, you guys might see, oh, Jackie just had a 50K week. That's fucking amazing. What you didn't see, or you did, because I talk about it all the time, because YOLO, let's like actually be real. What you didn't see is that I consciously chose to take an income dip earlier in this year because I did not want to do the same things that I'd been doing that were taking time away from my baby, that were taking time away from the areas I really wanted to be focusing on. And so I consciously chose to take an income dip and I consciously risked, you know, taking a financial hit, so that I could generate a lot more aligned abundance and aligned income in the future. And it was so much more important to me, like what is a temporary income dip in exchange for way higher levels of fulfillment and alignment, right? Like this is how you need to be thinking if you want your business to be successful long term. So I did that, really got clear on like, yeah, where I actually want to be going, where the real vision of the business is, like, what is my truth? Where are we going with this? Like, what the fuck is happening? And then what we started doing is really, like I say, reassessing everything, getting super clear on the new vision of who and how I want to be, really tuning out from the noise. I honestly muted like the majority of people that I follow, even some of my friends and coworkers in the space. Like I muted almost everybody because I needed to come back to me and I needed to remember that everybody has advice and everybody has opinions, but I fucking know my vision best, and that is the most important thing. And so once we did this, we started then really focusing on creating scalable products and new price points for all of my offers too. One of the first shifts we did, and this is a take it or leave it, you can do whatever's right for you and your business, but we actually shifted to US dollars. Now I'm based in New Zealand for sure, but I have clients all over the motherfucking world. I'm talking all over the world, I have clients. And so we were finding that a lot of people were like kind of confused about New Zealand dollars. And we were actually losing a significant amount of like click-throughs from conversion when people saw NZD, because it meant putting an extra step in where they had to go and calculate what is New Zealand dollars and figure all that out. And though I do have clients in New Zealand, the majority of my clients are all over the world. And so having USD as our currency that we charge everything in has actually made a significant difference, like a massive difference. And yeah, I think that's important to speak to, because some people are like, why don't you charge in New Zealand dollars? And it's because, yes, I live in New Zealand, but I have a global client base. And for them, it's easier to do USD. So that was one of the first things that we did. Now, I want to just share a little bit, I guess, of like the mindset shifts and the strategic shifts that we've put in place. Guys, I raised my prices. I raised my prices based on where I'm going. Now, this is fucking important because this contradicts a lot of advice I've given in the past, but I stand by both of these pieces of advice. I stand by my belief in how to price, which is penetrating the market first, right? Charging a ridiculously obvious price to support your people to say yes and for you to get experience. I absolutely believe in charging based on where you are, as in owning your beginner energy, owning your intermediate energy, wherever you are on like your business journey, like owning where you are, right? And charging from that point. What I'm talking about here when I say I have raised my prices based on where I was going is I was at capacity. I literally could not take on another one-on-one client. I couldn't. I had no time in my calendar. I had somehow gotten so full because there was this period I went through a little while ago as well where I was like, fuck you, coaching industry. I'm going to be a rebel. I'm going to drop all my prices and like, we'll just see what happens, which was a very a good and bad strategic move in the sense of like really great because it gave a lot of people the opportunity to work really closely with me over a period of time. Not so great because I kind of didn't think about the long-term impact of that, which would be I like literally was at capacity and couldn't take on any more clients and I had to keep turning people away and didn't have offers to send people in. And yeah, it was just a bit of a messy space. And so I raised my prices based on my ability to now only take on a certain amount of clients and a certain amount of people into my space because I know what's coming over the next 12 months. I can't really speak to it just yet because some of it is confidential, but there are some big fucking things happening in the next 12 months, some massive things happening in the next 12 months. And I know where my business, my life, my identity, my entire world is going to be in the next 12 to 24 months. And it's going to be on a completely different space than I am right now. So I'm not actually going to have the same capacity to take on, you know, certain areas of my business or certain, offers in the same way that I have before. And so where we are at capacity, we raise prices. And that's always been my motto. I raise my prices when I'm full, right? So anyway, one of the first things we did was raise my prices based on where I was going, okay? One of the other things I did and that I got really fucking clear on is that I tightened up boundaries and energetic leaks. This I cannot speak to enough. And this is one of the places that so many spiritual CEOs are like so shit scared to actually show up in and actually go balls deep in because nobody wants to upset people. Everyone wants to be the good girl. Everyone wants to be liked. Everybody wants to be accepted, right? But I really noticed that there were some areas in my business that were quite leaky. And one of those places specifically was payment defaults. I had quite a few payment defaults happening where I had quite a few people who have been enrolled in courses or programs or even one-to-one that were defaulting on payments. And defaulting on a payment, it happens, right? 9 times out of 10, there is a totally logical reason that happens 9 times out of 10, right? Where maybe somebody, they've changed cards or they have, they just forgot a payment was going through and they don't have like a direct debit set up to, just go across to that account or whatever it is. But what we were noticing happening is people were defaulting on payments and fucking ghosting, right? And though they were, 9 times out of 10 little payments, like maybe $160 or $200, sometimes $900, sometimes, never really more than I guess $1,200 at a time. But all of these little things add up. And though the amounts were somewhat insignificant, why this becomes a problem in your business is because you don't have fucking boundaries, right? And when you have this like leaky space happening, you just invite more leaky space in. And so I had to do a lot of inner work. And this is so funny because people are like, what does this have to do with a 50K week? But I'm sure you get it, right? I had to do a lot of inner work around overcoming this like fear of upsetting people or getting people angry or, offending anybody, and had to, really work through this part of me that was like this people pleasing, like, I don't want to upset anyone. Really what it came down to is like, I didn't want my business to look bad. I didn't want people to think I'm a bitch. And so once I had really done this like inner work, my team had full fucking permission to start really putting strong boundaries in place with people who were neglecting payments. So this is a difference between defaulting, which is just like, cool, whoops, it's an accident, here it is, versus neglecting payments. People who, for example, we're not making payments, but we're showing up on social media all the time, talking about their big wins and that kind of thing, or people who were had already had services finished with us, either like a course or a mastermind or even a one-to-one space, and were utilizing the things that they learned in the container to create abundance in their lives, but completely neglecting and avoiding the payments for the very thing that actually supported them in doing that. And when that happens, it's a motherfucking boundary cross, right? So I had to do so much inner work around that to be able to get to the point where I could say to my team, okay, cool, go and do what you need to do. And this is why I have a team for stuff like that, because I don't want to be in people's inboxes being like, hello, please, can you sort this payment out, please? Because this just sucks. You know, that's why I have a team. And that's one of the biggest reasons why I've always had, you know, somebody in my space to do that kind of work for me, because I don't enjoy that. It's not a fun part of business. And anyway, that was one of the biggest places I really had to tighten my boundaries up, because when we just let shit like that pass and we kind of just go, it's fine, like it's okay, no problem, we just literally, number one, undervalue our own work. Number two, we allow people to cross boundaries. Number three, we attract more situations like that back into our space. So that was a really big thing for me. And now we have a lot of SOPs in place with like failed payments and that kind of thing, so that there is no question about it. And if you guys resonate with this, send me a DM, because I would really love to hear. It was one of the hardest things that I had to get really fucking tight on, right? Don't fuck around with defaulting your payments. Anyway, so that was one of the biggest things. Tidying up, those boundaries and these kind of energetic leaky spaces. I'm trying to remember now what other like leaks, but that was definitely the biggest one. I'm trying to remember. Yeah, I guess there was like a couple of others with like people copying stuff and you know, like literally kind of duplicating things that happened and that I was sharing, or that was part of my work that I was teaching them, and that kind of thing that we had to tighten up a bit as well. We created a lot more like I say SOPs for like a lot of things. So even this podcast, right? Like I'm here recording a podcast every fucking week because that is a deliverable. And so really just like looking at what areas of my business were leaky. And okay, cool. Defaulted payments. Cool. We needed, you know, more structure to my business. And even though my business is pretty structured in terms of like what I offer and that kind of thing, there's so many places that we needed to grow. So we kind of just like, put on the detective caps, came out with this, and tightening up boundaries and energetic leaks was a fucking huge one. Thirdly, I refined my content. Now, in order to refine my content, I needed to actually get clear again on who, like what the fuck I was doing, where I was going in my business, what the actual desire was, and who I wanted to work with and who I no longer wanted to work with. Because I'm not going to lie, like I definitely have evolved so much over the years where I don't just take anybody on, especially into a close proximity space, if that's a mastermind or if that's a one-to-one. I have a minimum standard of me being lit the fuck up in my work. And so if somebody comes into my space that I don't feel that with, I no longer take them on. And this is again where you have to actually be like really discerning and really available to potentially temporarily turn down a client or turn down a somebody who wants to be in your space and then temporarily potentially miss out on that income. You have to trust that there's something better for you, right? Because otherwise you're continuously and constantly again going to be taking on people that you don't vibe with, taking on energies that don't actually match you, and there's never anything good that comes of that, for real. Right. So anyway, in order to even get to this piece about the content, I had to get really clear again on like who I actually want to work with and what like my superpowers actually were. And one of the biggest reasons why I took a real dip was because I got fucking scared of cancel culture. Like I literally started feeling so nervous and worried and anxious that somebody was going to call me out, that like if I said something that was like a little bit triggering or a little bit activating, somebody would call me, you know, a bitch, or I would be really like accused of something, or you know, just feel really misunderstood. And I was so afraid of that, right? And I'm sure you guys have seen this in space as well, where it's kind of like the last year or so, Instagram, or you know, certain spaces on Instagram have really given people permission to like use their platform as a soapbox and kind of like go nuts on other people, right? And of course, it's so much safer and easier to do that from your couch on your smartphone than it is to like have a real conversation with someone. But I started getting really fucking scared of that, because I don't ever want to intentionally hurt someone, but you know, that's never ever the desire or the intention. But one of my superpowers in my work and in my business and with my clients is my cutthroatness. It is my like no bullshit approach to a lot of stuff. My clients do not hire me to just like, you know, tell them how great they are all the time. They hire me to help them find, excavate and heal their motherfucking blind spots in their life and their business. Like that's literally my job, right? And so I had to get really clear again on like what I am actually here for, and get comfortable again in expressing that part of me. And that then helped me refine my content. And I think one of the biggest reasons that we had such a prolific week last week was because for the last month, I have been deeply focusing that every single piece of content that I put out, from my stories to my podcast to my emails to my you know, content on Instagram or Facebook, it is directed specifically only to the woman that I actually want to work with. And she is of a high caliber. She is of a certain level, and that's okay, right? And so because of that, because I've cut out the fluff, because I don't try and catch everybody, because I don't try and talk to everybody, my ideal client fucking knows I'm talking to her. And the amount of messages I've had over these last couple of weeks from past clients, current clients, clients that have just signed on, random people on Instagram, I've had so many messages. And I know people just say, I have had so many messages, but like I fucking have had so many messages. Like I legit, genuinely, underline, have had so many messages around, whoa, it seems like your content has been up-leveled. Whoa, I feel like you're on a whole new level, right? Like so many people messaging me stuff like that. And I'm like, yeah, I am, because it has been, and this is what happened, and it's been intentional because I got fucking scared and now I'm back and it's okay. Like we all go through shit like this. And so even though you're probably here to hear about how did you get to a 50K week, tell us the exact launch, it wasn't just one thing. This is the important thing to understand, that all of these things I'm sharing with you, even though you might think, oh, having refined content has nothing to do with having a 50K week. Oh, you know, tidying up energetic leaks has nothing to do with a 50K week. It actually does. It has everything to do with creating the results in your business that you want to create. And you cannot get to where you want to be if you're still allowing the same shit to happen now. And so for me, when it came to refining my content, I had to get really fucking comfortable with accessing that part of me that I tried so long to hide for the last year. Basically, I've been in like somewhat of a trauma response of like, I don't want to, and I think it comes from bullying, like again, back to that bullying piece. Yeah, I think that's where it comes from, and seeing people like just called out online because like one person doesn't agree with something. And I really had to heal that because I was really fucking terrified of it. When actually, again, the very reason why my clients hire me is because of this part of me, right? Like there are beautiful coaches out there who are really soft and delicate and loving and all of the things, but I'm that in some spaces in my coaching containers where it calls for that, for sure. But I am also a master at literally like energetically feeling a blind spot and being able to speak to it and support my client in moving through it. Like that's a fucking huge part of what I do. And so getting comfortable and actually sharing that through my content again, specifically for the woman who I now want to work with, was critical. The last piece about this that I want to share, I guess, well, maybe it's not the last piece, we'll see what else comes out, is I am fully embodying the woman who deserves to have a 50K week in all era of my life. Now, when I say deserves, this doesn't mean that you either deserve this or you don't and you're worthy or you're not worthy. What I mean by this is like there is a level and a certain air of entitlement, I feel, that can really come in the online space where, because we do just see things quote unquote happen so easy that everybody expects it to just land in their lap. And so I'm actually making sure, and I have been strategically and energetically making sure over these last couple of months, like I say, pretty much from like March or April, that I am like deeply embodying the woman that actually deserves this, which means I'm doing the motherfucking work. I'm strategically working for this. I'm strategically putting in place certain things that are going to support these outcomes, right? And this is also about getting so clear of like also like a whole new level of comfort and wealth. I'm no longer focused on like making money so that I can like get bougie things, or, you know, right now I'm looking at a home sauna that I just bought on a whim. You know, yeah, it's cool. Here's a casual like $5,000 or $7,000. No problem. Like, cool, let me buy a sauna. And yeah, we've used it heaps and whatever, and it's awesome. And like, you know, I fucking love it and I don't regret the purchase. But what I mean by that is like the version of me who makes 50K a week every week, she invests most of that. And I don't mean back into like coaching. Although obviously definitely some of it, because mentorship is always important and like fucking needed. But I'm talking about this version of me, like real investments. Like we're literally looking at buying our second property in a couple of months and you know, utilizing our first property now as our investment property and starting to build our property portfolio as well. You know, I'm learning so much about stocks and shares and that kind of investing as well at the moment. And though you might again look at that and go, what does that have to do with a 50K week? It's about going, the version of you who makes 50K a motherfucking week, like she is so different to who you are right now, right? And so you have to actually understand deeply who that person is, and you have to become her and be her before she'll ever come into your life. So there's actually so many more pieces I feel like I want to bring here, but I'm also like aware of how long this episode is already getting. So maybe I'm going to just do this one and then I can touch on some more of these things in a future episode. But strategically, this is what happened, right? Raised our prices, focused on scalable offers. So all of the income that's been generated now over this last week and a half or so has all come from my new price well, most, some of them have come from the new price points, which are obviously biz school has been a big one. One-to-one coaching has been a big one. I've also, obviously, many of you guys would have seen, we are starting to do a couple of really fucking epic mini programs and masterclasses, which are all going to be scalable as well. So if you guys have not yet joined, this is now your invitation. Sacred Success is happening next week, and it is literally the who, what, and how of growing a seven-figure business. So if you're listening to this shit and you are just like pinging off the walls listening to it and it's just resonating and it's hitting you, join the motherfucking masterclass. The price is going to go up on Sunday, which is in 6 days. It's currently $197. It's going to go up to $297. And then on replay, it's going to be even more. So I really highly recommend to get your ass in the door. It's a 3-day mini training where I'm going to be training you live every single day for 3 days in the morning. And in the afternoon, you're going to have a live Q&A with me as well. So you can have any questions brought to the table. I'm going to be teaching you the who, the what, and how of growing a seven-figure business. Okay, so it's going to be fucking epic. If you guys want to get in on that, just DM me Sacred Success, or just go to my Instagram and you will see a link for that somewhere, whether it'll be in my stories or in my highlights, wherever it'll be, or just DM me and me or the team will get back to you. So just know that having a 50K week, like, it's fucking possible for you, but you have to be committed to actually doing things very differently to how you are right now. And these, what I've shared with you today, literally just like the first things that have come through into my mind. Like I say, there's actually a lot more, like a lot more in terms of strategically as well, in terms of like launching shit and doing all that kind of things. But I think this is what wanted to come through today. So I'm going to leave it here. Love and blessings, gang. If this has resonated, jump into Sacred Success. It's happening in 1 week. And of course, please send me a DM. Let me know your thoughts of today's episodes. And yeah, especially on some of the like gritty, sticky pieces around like tightening up boundaries. I'd love to hear how many of you really struggle with that in your business too. All right, love you guys. Bye. And that's a wrap. If you loved today's episode, you will adore the Spiritual CEO Club, which is my monthly membership for entrepreneurial women in business who want to learn the practical step-by-step strategy and the mindset of what it really takes to grow a high-level, high-impact, high-income business that truly transforms the world. We break down everything. So if you've ever wanted to know how to build your business, grow your brand, and maximize your income and impact as a spiritual entrepreneur at a rate your business can actually afford right now, then this is for you. Simply send us a DM that says membership and we will get the info to you.